when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good day, good evening, good night, wherever you people are listening. It is the sixth month, the sixth day, the sixth hour. To get the 666, D-Day, June the 6th, 1944, took place, like I said, the sixth day, sixth month, 6:30 a.m. in the morning. What a coincidence, people. You think that might be a little cultist there? It's not 1944 here. It's 76 years forward into the future today, June the 6th, 2020, in the year of our Lord, 2020. People, if you will, bow your head. I got to say a quick prayer. Lord knows we need prayer more than we've ever had that I know of. Oh, God, dear Lord, looking down from heaven, you can see our country, indeed our world, is being just torn asunder. In my lifetime, and I'm 73 years old, I've never seen such violence, such hatred, such raw disregard for human life. Black against white, Christian against non-Christian, police against Antifa, Antifa against the police. The country is being torn apart, oh Lord. God, please do what you can to stop it. Do whatever you have to do. And Lord, we want to do what we can here at Liberty News Radio and at Blood River. We are at your service, oh God. The God who rose your only son, Jesus Christ, from the grave. He rose him from the grave on the third day, just like you said you would, oh Lord. And I've said this before, oh Lord, but just so people will know, while we were yet sinners, while we were still up to our eyeballs in sin, your son, your holy son, sacrificed his blood so that we may have a chance to escape hell. Oh, Lord, I thank you so much for all you've done for us here. And if you will, Lord, let us continue to honor you. I ask all this in Jesus' name, people. Well, people, we're going to have, I consider it almost an emergency broadcast tonight. We've got the one and only Monica Schaefer hanging on. And we're trying to get one of our military personnel. We've had some military personnel could not come on for fear of retribution. And so we had to kind of scrap our show in the run, but we're going to try to get Gene Andrews, the hell for leather Marine, hell for leather Christian and patriot. But with that, I'm just going to make a brief comment here. What's going on right now? What I've heard, I've checked several different websites. The president has pretty much had a coup, a military coup operated against him. Friday, the defense secretary, what was his name now? It was defense secretary. I got it in my notes here somewhere. Anyway, he countermanded the president's, Mark Esper. Mark Esper countermanded the president of the United States orders. The supreme president, the supreme commander of the military in the United States. You may hate the president, I don't know, but he is the president. And unless you want the country to be torn all to pieces, you can remove the president, that's good, but we have a way to do that. We have a constitutional way to do that. It's called going to the ballot box. Anyway, like I said, Mark Esper, the sellout, sent the 82nd Airborne Division back to Fort Bragg. They had been sent there specifically to protect the president and the White House against the people coming in today. They're having a million-man march in Washington, D.C. These people are extremely violent. I'm hoping that doesn't turn violent, but the propensity there is there for it. Also, they're gone. And also, the Pentagon disarmed the National Guard troops that are left, what few are left there to protect the president. So who is protecting the president? Your guess is as good as mine, people. But we had better pray our guts out, because we are on the very precipice of a civil war. The coup has already been perpetrated against President Trump, according to all my news sources. And also, it has taken force. We have no more republic. We have no more representative republic in this United States as this coup is allowed to progress. Also, we're going to cover that on this show. We're going to cover the million-man march where they went in and they changed Pennsylvania Avenue's name to Black Lives Matter Avenue. And they also brought down the American flag and hoisted Black Lives Matter flag. And with that, people, I'm going to bring on our wonderful co-host. She's got more courage than 99% of the men I know. That's why she's here, and she's coming on right now. How you doing, Miss Braveheart? Miss Monica Schaefer, Miss Braveheart, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Eddie. And that's quite the prelude here to the show. There is so much happening, and it just seems to be speeding up the events of the day. It's breathtaking, actually. And some of what you said I wasn't aware of, and some I had heard, you know, some whisperings about the Trump and his commander-in-chief, I guess, the Esper. So I really don't know what to make of that. And I did also see something about to pay attention to June 6th being a day that, well, like you say, if he's unprotected, I don't know. This day is still on, and it is 666 day, Devil's Day. You know, 6 a.m. on June 6th in 1944 when the invasion of Normandy took place, and, you know, supposedly, you know, we're supposed to celebrate that every year, but this year not so much because of this crazy corona lie. But, you know, maybe there's one little silver lining of that cloud because it's nothing to celebrate that day. And what else? The Black Lives Matter Avenue. I did see that this morning. I could not believe it. Now, where did they do that?
On Pennsylvania Avenue. That property belongs to the United States government. You know, the District of Columbia is a small, I think it's 10 square miles, that's been allocated from the Constitution to that. Washington, D.C. is not a city, it's a district. And with that, people, we will come right back.
Yeah.
We're going to have Miss Monica Schaefer on, Miss Braveheart herself. We're going to bring Gene Andrews in too, and we're going to have a special report for you. So please hold on. Be right. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on, the ones that did. Like we said earlier, today marks the 76th anniversary of the 6 month, the 6 day, the 6 hour, 666, when so-called Allied forces invaded Europe at Normandy Beach. I think there was Omaha, Sword, and Gold, if I remember right. I'm just pulling that from memory. A tremendous bloodletting, blood loss on both sides, white Christians fighting white Christians. But with that, we're going to go right back, and we're going to take up a little bit where we left off. Monica has, we have so much stuff here, but you mentioned a few things. You kind of alluded to the meeting and the corona. The meeting, in my understanding, what I've done with my little research, my limited brain researching, took place prior or during, before or after the Mark Esper countermanding President Trump's order to vacate Washington, have the troops vacated. Also, get this, the mayor of Washington, D.C., where she got her authority to do this, to order federal troops around, I'll never know. They say that she ordered the National Guard troops that were staying in hotels and motels there in Washington, D.C., she ordered them to vacate. And the reason put forth that I've heard was because she wanted those hotels available for Antifa, people coming in from the Million Man March. So, people, I've told you, it's crazy, crazy time. So, Miss Monica, what do you think was explained to the president in that meeting? We have no privy to what went on. What would be your guess, Miss Monica?
Oh my goodness, I really don't know how to answer that. I'm sorry, Eddie, I can't comment on that. But I just don't know. I am confused enough about Trump because, as you know, many people who are, you know, truth tellers and what you would call it, right, on the right, are supporters of Trump, and yet he has been disappointing us, you know, one thing after another, and he is surrounded by that certain group of people who are not allowed to criticize, lest we be called anti-Semitic. I mean, he's absolutely surrounded by them, and he has them in his family, his son and or daughter and son-in-law and whatnot. And, you know, so it is so hard to say what is going on with him, but it does not look good. And it's like a double deception because, you know, before he got elected, the mainstream media was just absolutely so much against him. And that's what made many people think, well, he must be doing something right because the mainstream media is owned and controlled by our enemy. And then if it turns out he is part of the enemy, then it's like a double deception. And what went on in that meeting, oh, my goodness, I think you better take it from here and tell the listener what you think. I'll just throw that ball right back into your court.
Well, Miss Monica, Miss Braveheart, the one who I respect so much, you know, there are many possible answers out there. None of them good. People that have tuned into what went on with the Jeremy Epstein pedophile island could point out the fact that they used Trump's association with the pedophile, the trafficker, child sex trafficker, Mark Epstein. Of course, they had to shut him up. But now I've seen a photograph of President Trump with Jeremy Epstein and his, I can never think of the woman, she was it Mitchell, that her dad was a highly honored Israeli spy, counter spy, the Mossad spy, whatever. He was highly ranked in Mossad, had a great funeral. They could have stuff to blackmail him with that, or they could say, listen, something happened similar to this back in July of 1974. When we had another defense secretary by the name of Schlesinger. His name was James Schlesinger. And once again, the information I've got, and I hope it's true, I hope it's legitimate. He explained to the Pentagon generals that they were to take no orders from the president, being President Nixon. A short time later, I believe it was about a month later, the president had to resign. And I asked myself, what are the similarities between Nixon having to resign and President Trump? I was telling some people today, I'm going to go out on a limb and predict this, Monica. I believe within the next month, Trump, two things will happen. He will either resign, or he will be captured and put in prison, or he'll be assassinated. Because they want that's it looks like they want him out of there big time. Now I know another fellow I talked to today, who is a former Marine. He said that he thinks, and I don't go with this scenario at all. He said he thinks Trump is in on it, trying to suck in the militia, trying to suck in white nationalists like League of the South, other groups, so they will try to come to Trump's aid, and they will be, if they do, he says, they will be just mowed down because of the no match whatsoever for the power and might of the entire United States military. This person said that we couldn't even, when I say we, I was there as a field reporter for Liberty News Radio. It was my very first assignment as a field reporter. I was there at the Battle of Charlottesville, and yes, we were completely overwhelmed, so my Marine was totally right. If we couldn't beat the Virginia State Troopers, the Highway Patrol, and the citizen, the city police, there's no way on earth we're going to defeat the 1st Infantry Division, the 10th Mountain Division, the 1st Marine Division. You know, that's not going to happen. I'm getting kind of long-winded there. But that's probably the most likely scenario. What I'm saying, the most likely scenario is that I believe he was probably threatened. You know, I mean, after all you got to do is look back what happened. Another little president that I was there alive today, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, was assassinated because, see, he wouldn't go along. He would not go along with the military. He wanted to get us out of my war, the Vietnam War. He wanted to he said he was going to bust the CIA into 1,000 pieces. The CIA, I want to call it the dark state, Monica. They were fighting JFK probably harder than they're fighting Trump right now. I don't know if you remember any of that, the so-called Bay of Pigs.
Yes.
You know, JFK supposedly withdrew the fighter planes. He countermanded the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and had the fighter planes withdrawn that had been sent to attack Cuba, who were supporting the invasion at the Bay of the Pigs. And I don't know how accurate that is, but I believe it's pretty accurate. What do you think about that, Miss Monica?
Wow, that is so interesting, all these things. I mean, you have a lot more background knowledge about this than I do, that's for sure. So my commentary is not going to come from a deep knowledge of you know, American history. But with Trump, this is, I mean, if they want him out so badly, and then if that is the case, that turns out like he really has been trying to do the right thing, and then when he, you know, got into the presidency, probably found out that, gee, even he has less power than he thought he did to do what needed to be done, because the, you know, the enemy within is just so incredibly strong and powerful. But I still always have hope for the, you know, that the right side will end up
and
on top.
I do too, Miss Monica. Oh, we're coming up on a break, and I hope our people will hold on, and maybe we can get a caller or two that can give us some of their ideas. People will be right back. You're listening to Monica Schaefer and Eddie the Bombardier Bell. I'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 280 retired diplomats, generals, and national security officials called on President Trump not to use the U.S. military for political ends, warning that American democracy is at risk. He said they're concerned about the use of military assets to intimidate and break up peaceful protesters in Washington, D.C. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said he does not support invoking the Insurrection Act, even though President Trump has threatened to send in troops to states he believes are failing to quell unrest. As for the troops, they're just happy to be returning home.
All of our troopers are, you know, happy to have just come home from an overseas deployment, and they were ready and willing to come up here and do whatever was needed of them, but they'd rather be back in North Carolina getting ready for whatever's needed overseas.
As the U.S. military, we never want to deploy in the United States, whether it's for hurricane relief or anything else, because it means Americans are hurting, and that's not why we exist. We're happy to be going home.
This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Nearly five dozen Buffalo police officers, specially trained for civil unrest, resigned from the unit after two colleagues were suspended after a video surfaced appearing to show them shoving and seriously injuring a 75-year-old protester. Members of the Buffalo Police Department's emergency response team quit the task force after the fallout from the incident, which was caught on tape. A spokesman for Buffalo's mayor confirmed the mass resignation, but insisted the city streets would be protected. Better than expected job reports prompted some top Republicans and advisors of President Donald Trump to argue that additional coronavirus aid may not be necessary. Stephen Moore, a conservative economist and Trump advisor, said the May numbers may be the best monthly jobs report in American history, emphasizing that additional federal spending to individuals, business, or states is probably unnecessary. The remarks cast fresh uncertainty on prospects of Congress passing another round of federal coronavirus aid. This is USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're right back. I'm going to say this one more time. I hope that we're not boring you with it. But in case you tuned in, it is D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day. D-Day happened. It's the 76th anniversary. It was like we said, it was 666, the sixth day, the sixth month, the 6 hours. It's 6:30, where people, the slaughter continued. It had been going on since actually before 1939. It had been going on before that. You know, the Japanese invaded Manchuria, I think, in 1934. That was one hell of a war. But a lot of people don't know it. They think, oh, well, Orientals are Orientals. Chinks are chinks. Gooks are gooks. That's just Vietnam lingo. But you know what? They're people. They're people. And I love them a hell of a lot more than I do these Satan-worshipping, you know, cucks. But anyway, to this day, this is kind of an aside, but the rape of Nanking, a lot of you older people may have heard about that, when the Japanese went in, and you think we Americans are cruel? You think the Germans and the Russians were cruel? Man, you have no earthly idea what those Japanese did to those Chinese in Nanking. Raped, pillaged, burned, tortured. That had been going on in the Pacific War. My dad, who was in the Pacific, told me all about it. It messed my dad, never got over that war because they were, listen, there was a mutilation. I didn't even see that in my war. The Japs were mutilating the Americans. Americans were mutilating right back in spades, honey. And I won't go into this, the torture, but just know there's no human on earth that could withstand it. Anyway, the war started. That was kind of an aside, 1934. But and we have another D-Day here that me and Monica are talking about. D-Day, June the 6th. 2020. I don't know what time it started with the March on Washington. I don't know what time that the they deposed the president yesterday. For whether he did it or not, whether Trump's a play actor or not, Monica, he has acquiesced, and the order was given by the inferior Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper the traitor. I don't know if that's the one who wears a Che Guevara shirt, but if he does, that's all you need to know. Something else, you know, something else, Monica, you mentioned, I'm going to go right back to you. It also, Sam mentioned it during the break. We heard all about this, I call it the Kung Fu flu, bat suit fever. Some people call it Corona. Gene calls it Corona beer virus. Well, you know, and I wondered about this a month ago, 5 weeks ago. Why this big ballyhoo over this virus? You know, we've had thousands of viruses. We've had every kind of virus imagined. We've had, you know, to go back, one of the most famous ones, and be perfectly honest, I don't know if Spanish flu was a virus or not, but I believe it was. And somebody else pointed out something I heard about. Believe it or not, Monica, I'm getting to a point. You know, in World War I, you're talking about a filthy war. You talk about, man, trench warfare. Thank God I didn't have to go through that. They did the same thing in Civil War too. They dig these trenches, and guess what it does sometimes? It rains and it snows. And guess where that rain and snow goes? It goes into those trenches. And those poor guys had to wade the mud. And there was feces and urine in those trenches. And guess what? The rats were just having a field day, baby. The rats were actually eating the human, the dead soldiers over there that could not be altogether disposed of, taken care of, buried, because it's really hard to have a funeral, you know, when you got 155 millimeter howitzers coming in. But anyway, there has been some speculation that the virus with the feces and the urine and the rats, maybe that's where the Spanish flu came from. That's kind of an aside. But the point I'm trying to make is there was no social distancing there in World War I in the trenches. There was none in World War II or in Vietnam. Never a one. It would have been damn good if we'd had social distancing. This is the thing. We could have all come home from all those wars. But here's the point. And I got to get back to you, Monica. I don't want to hog up the whole thing. Here's the point. Corona started, and I've also heard this too. And the reason, let me get this. We're going to, you know, I mentioned the CIA earlier. The CIA took down, was it Mossadegh? In Iran, in 1953, because guess what he wanted to do? He was the president of Iran. Iran had the highest living standard in that area of the world at that time. Well, he wanted to nationalize the oil companies. I'm sure Sam knows all about this. And he wanted to, he went up against BP, you know, British Petroleum, who owns Shell, Dutch Royal Shell. He went against all those people and said he wanted to nationalize the oil companies. Well, guess what? No more Mossadegh. The CIA bumped him off. They started a coup. They had the people rioting. They cut their food off. They created hell over there. And so the people turned against the Mossadegh. And I don't remember if they assassinated him. But anyway, they got rid of him. They got rid of him. Most recently, believe it or not, this is going to the point. I'm going to talk back to you. Most recently, in Venezuela, they sent the black forces in there. The CIA. President Trump knew all about this. They went in. What did they do? They stir up all kinds of mayhem there. Registered, you know, physicians, cardiologists that were women were selling their bodies on the street for food. You couldn't even find they all the dogs and cats have been eaten up. I mean, the people are starving. That's how bad the sanctions were that the United States put on them. And so that, and with behind that background, it was easy for them to overthrow. The people got into a hell of a, they started rioting down there, demanding new government. So the president of Venezuela had to leave, just like they got rid of the guy in Iran. That's been repeated over and over and over for years. That's what our government does, our black government does. They overthrow other governments. Okay, now here's the point with this corona that you and Sam brought up. It's been postulated the corona was the secret way, the CIA's way of imposing sanctions. They couldn't impose sanctions on themselves. But they could accomplish the same thing by shutting the economy down, putting us into unemployment numbers worse than the Great Depression. So they got this down, this virus shutting the economy down. They got all the college students are out in the street. The hangers, owners, welfareites, these communists, the leftists, Black Lives Matter, they're in the streets. So the coronavirus, I agree with the guy that said it. The coronavirus was our way to put sanctions on the United States. Back to you, Miss Monica.
Oh, 100%. This coronavirus is not about a virus or a disease. It is about the agenda, like, you know, problem, reaction, solution. They wanted to, shut down the economy, or perhaps put a camouflage on the financial collapse that was underway anyway. I don't know, but that's all part of it. And keeping us locked up, and while we're all locked down and the schools closed and hospitals virtually empty, even though they say, oh, those, you know, nurses and doctors are overworked, but the hospitals are virtually empty around here anyway, they're putting 5G towers all over the place, and some people are saying and reporting that they're seeing these, you know, strange work vans in school parking lots and wondering what the heck they're doing. And then if they confront them, they say stuff like, oh, putting in air conditioning, stuff like, it's just nonsense. I mean, right. 5G towers are going up all over the place, and these are death towers. That's what we call them. That's what I call them. They're weapons systems. Each of those towers has an incredible amount of power going to them. This is not necessary just to put out the whatever you need to run your cell phone. It is a weapons system. And this, okay, and about this coronavirus. Now, there are people who doubt the very existence of a virus, and there is this, you know, virus theory versus exosomes theory. When they test people for the so-called COVID-19, they are not actually testing for a specific COVID-19 virus. Nobody has ever isolated that. What they are testing for is exosomes, and what that is it's like a genetic material in your body that is in response to a threat to your body. So, you know, if your body is feeling threatened by sickness or being run down or whatever, it'll produce these exosomes. And that's what they're finding. And even the tests themselves, what they do is they have to double the material. People have explained this, and I'm not sort of in that field, so I might use language that's kind of simplified, but they double and double and double until they get a sufficient quantity to be able to measure these exosomes. And it's quite arbitrary how many times they double the material, like amplify this, so that they can actually measure something. So you could test positive one day, test negative the next day, and back and forth. And how the media handles that is, oh, such a frightening virus, whereas it's arbitrary. I guess I hear
this. Monica, we'll go right back to your speak, what you're talking about. We got to go to another quick break. Thank you so much, everybody. We've got the one and only Monica Schaefer on. We'll be right back with you people in just a minute.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at bloodriverradio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Excuse me for having a frog in my throat. Man, the humidity here in Memphis, Tennessee, it's close. It's the next best thing to living in a swamp, I guess you'd say. And a lot of you people might know about my training regimen. I trained for marathons over and over, back-to-back marathons. But it's like me and Sam were talking about before we came on the show tonight. Sam's pretty pessimistic about the New York Marathon being shut down. I hope it's not, because, you know, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, they're in really desperate shape. They're losing a lot of funds right now because all their fundraisers have been shut down. But anyway, back, that's a long rabbit trail about why I have this hack in my throat. But Miss Monica, you were talking about these exosomes, you know, is that kind of like a, or are they kind of like, let me think, I used to know, God, it's been a long time I had microbiology back in, 1988, something like that. Kind of like you have an antigen, antibodies, when you draw blood. So.
I think so. It's something that people should research, virus versus exosome theory. Like, it's not certain that viruses, the way they describe them to us, even exist. Now, there is something that is making people sick, obviously, but... And that's in all kinds of different diseases and sicknesses. Now, as far as this corona virus goes, first of all, it's very, very important for people to know how they are getting their numbers. They exaggerate them greatly, and I can give you some examples about that in a moment. But first, even if you took their numbers at face value and believed their numbers, you think about it. The numbers are minuscule. And when does it make sense to isolate everybody, shut everybody down, shut down the economy? Has that ever happened before? No, that was pre-planned. In fact, there was an event called Event 201 back in October 2019, in which I think 15 executives, including Bill Gates and various others, were planning for a coronavirus pandemic and what kind of solutions, and doctors were noticeably absent, or they weren't concerned about the health effects. They were concerned about all kinds of other things, you know, financial, this and that. And about this social distancing thing, that doesn't make any sense because it weakens our immune systems. You know, when we were children, we were sent over to the kid who had measles or chicken pox or whatever, so we'd all get it and then create our own immunity. And, you know, I want to also go to the before I move on, I did say I'd give you some examples of how they get their numbers. I'll just tell you about my former hometown of Jasper. 5,000 people or so. I just went back there to visit the other day and found out about a few things before I went, and they have it online anyway. So they're all, you know, in a tizzy about their 8 active cases, and 1 has died so far, and this is kind of like this big, oh, 1 has died. And, you know, the person who died supposedly from corona, I know him, I knew him. He was walking around with a tube up his nose and schlepping his oxygen tank for the last several years. I'm talking about several years. And he was 86 when he died, and he just happened to die now. And he is the case that they make their statistic out of for corona death in Jasper. I mean, it just doesn't get any more absurd.
Well, you know what, Monica?
Yeah.
We have, not to interrupt you, we have a caller in here that's, I think you've probably attracted him because you're a superstar. His name is Joel. He's from Alabama. How you doing, Joel?
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good for the old geezer, man. We have, I'm so glad you called in. You know, we have Miss Monica Schaefer on here. Just to give you a quick update on Monica Schaefer. Monica Schaefer has got incredible courage. She's incredibly intelligent. You know, she was a political prisoner in Germany one time for making a little video called Mommy, I'm Sorry About the Holocaust. But let me introduce you to Miss Monica Schaefer. Monica, you have a caller here.
Hello.
Miss Schaefer, very nice to meet you. I would love to see your video. I definitely support that message.
Well, I'll tell you, the title is Sorry, Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust. And if you put that into your search bar, even though they took down the video from my brother Alfred's channel. They took down his whole channel, but you will find it because many people re-uploaded it and whatnot. And it's specifically called "Sorry, Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust." And it will only take 6 minutes of your life to watch it. And I spent 10 months in jail essentially for that video. So,
yes, ma'am.
You know, I figure that, I figure Hollywood should come knocking, eh?
Ma'am, can I tell you something that it makes me think about? It makes me think about the kinship that us Southern Confederates would have with Germans. And different things that happened to us, the false Holocaust in Germany and what they like to call the Reconstruction here in the South, here in Dixie. And I just wanted to call in and tell you, ma'am, I really appreciate your work. But, Eddie, I just wanted to call in and say that, hey, man, I think everything going on with the protests, everything going on with these distant cousins of ours, no cousins at all, running through the streets, man. I just want to tell you, it's more the Reconstruction, and they've tried it since the 1860s, and they're doing it right now. And I know you see it, brother. And I just wanted to call in and say that. Say, I love you. I love your message, Ms. Schaefer. You're doing great. And please tell Lee I said, hey.
I certainly will. Thank you. You can call me anytime, my brother, because I have nothing but the highest regard for you. Matter of fact, we'll have to talk maybe one day next week.
Yes, sir. Anytime, brother. Ms. Schaefer, you're doing great. You're doing great work. God
thank you very much.
Time,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Joel. Thank you for calling in. We always value you. Go ahead, Ms. Monica.
I'd like to make a comment that kind of parallel between the South in the United States and Germany, and how both have been vilified and demonized and still are to this day by the mainstream, by the, you know, cultural Marxist left-wing media. The South, the people are kind of made out to be, you know, bigoted, racist, all these weaponized words, and Germans are still demonized and vilified. And there are so many parallels that way. I just wanted to point that out.
You know, you raise a great point there. You make a great comment. I like to go back to what we said, that the invasion of Europe 76 years ago, it wasn't the German nation, the German army that was invading on 666. It was the so-called wonderful sainted allies that were invading on 666. Everybody and his mama knows that Saint Churchill was up to his eyeballs in the occult. He certainly was. Most of the people in the United States, Senate and the Congress, I'll say a large part of them, according to some of the people we've had on this show, Miss Monica, that I have the utmost respect for, have said, in fact, I'll name one of them. His name is Officer Jim Rothstein, Inspector. He's worked in every level of policing. He started off as a beat cop in Manhattan, went to the state, went to the feds, and he said that it would knock your socks off if you knew how much Satan worship there is in the United States government, the state government. He said a very conservative estimate would be at least one-third of everybody in Washington, D.C., what I call Sodom on the Potomac, were into Satan worship, pedophilia, drug trafficking, all that good stuff. So, you know, the point is, yeah, our people have been attacked, and we're still being attacked by none other than Satan himself. And Monica, I think we got to go to a break. We're getting ready to transcend, we're getting ready to transfer, what about the word I'm trying to look at? We're getting ready to go to the second hour.
Okay.
Transition to the second hour. So I want you to make the last comment before we go to the big break.
Just to bring it back to the virus, and you had brought up Spanish flu and various other, you know, I have done some reading about every time there is a new level of electrification, like electromagnetic frequency developments, some kind of a pandemic ensues. And the Spanish flu, that is exactly also what happened. Plus the vaccines, all the soldiers got vaccinated at the same time that there was new type of radio broadcasting going on at that time. I don't remember. I don't know exactly what that was, but it was a new level of some kind of, you know, frequency being put out there. And we are electrical beings, and so our bodies react to that. And so couple that with the vaccines that the soldiers got, and the vaccines make people sick, you see. So we're being assaulted at all levels.
Amen. Well, Miss Monica, hold on. If you drink coffee, go get some coffee. People, get you something to drink, tea, coffee, whatever. We'll be right back. We're transitioning to the second hour. It'll be me and Miss Monica, Miss Braveheart. Be right back.